Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We start off with music from T-Bone Walker, who by the early 1950s had emerged as one of the most significant pop blues, however you want to pigeonhole him, a guitarist, particularly as a practitioner of playing electric guitar. Here is T-Bone Walker from April of 1950 with The Hustle Is On. We'll be right back. from 1994. That was Duke Robillard on guitar and vocals with a number called Love Slipped In, one of his own compositions. And in this case, it's somewhat of a tribute, a stylistic nod to B.B. King. Great, great horn lines, and also those marvelous bent notes that were so much a trademark of B.B. King. Before we heard Duke Robillard, we heard T-Bone Walker, who opened up the first hour of the Blues Box for us here this Friday on KRVS with a piece called A Hustle Is On. And again, he recorded that in April 1950. T-Bone Walker, one of the most important and influential electric guitarists to record since the end of World War II. We're going to turn to someone else that was very, very influential. We're talking about Elmore James. His slide guitar playing echoed Robert Johnson's playing from back in the 30s, but Elmore's was electrified. His vocals were high energy and strident, and couldn't sort of match the intensity of his guitar playing. From 1960, here's Elmore James with Fine Little Mama.
Yeah, I'm a lucky man. Talking about a lucky man. for me. Yeah, yeah. I wanna shout about it. She's so good for me.
From 1994, that was W.C. Clark from his disc Heart of Gold. Clark, often referred to as a godfather of Austin blues. He was doing a Ronnie Earl composition there called I Want to Shout About It. He, back in the 70s and 80s, people would, a lot of Austin musicians would cross I-35 headed east to hear W.C. play in some of the clubs there. People like Kim Wilson and Jimmy Vaughn and others. W.C. ended up in a band for a while with Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's had a long run in the blues. He was preceded by Elmore James. We heard the late Elmore James from 1960 doing a number called Fine Little Mama. Next here on KRVS, we're going to head back to Austin. We just heard W.C. Clark. One of the people who used to go hear him was Angela Straley. Here she is from a disc called Blonde and Blue that came out back in 1993. Derek O'Brien on guitar. Derek was also on guitar on that last track. He and both W.C. Clark. Angela Straley with a number for us called Two-Bit Texas Town.
He was on the prowl. say good things come to those who wait. I waited a long time. They got a good thing in me, y'all. They don't need to be messing around. They need to treat me right like they should. That's right. If I find out they're double dealing, I'm gonna be mean like I've been good. I said good things come to those who wait, and I've waited a long time. They got a good thing in me, y'all. They don't need to be messing around. They need to treat me right like they should. The things I do for you, hey, don't let it go to your head. He's wearing $500 shoes, $1,500 slacks. Stepped in here today with a Stetson hat on. Yeah, Big Mama, Big Mama, Big Mama got him all that. Yes, I did. And he needs to treat me right like he should. Cause if I find out you're double dealing, I'm gonna be mean like I've been good. I keep money in his pocket. I bought him all diamond rings. I'll spend my whole life running for him. I shouldn't be feeling no pain. Treating me right like they should. The things I do for you, baby, ah, don't let it go to your head. No double dealing.
From Houston, Texas, and from her disc Trying to Hold On, that was Diana Greenleaf. This disc came out back in 2011 on the track we heard, Double Dealing. John Del Toro Richardson was on guitar, Diana Greenleaf. Again, doing a number for us called Double Dealing. She's a fine Houston, Texas blues lady. She was preceded by Angela Straley. We heard Angela from her 1993 disc Blonde and Blue. Angela recorded in Austin, Texas, doing a number called Two-Bit Texas Town. And I presume she was referring to Lubbock, Texas, which was the town she was from in Texas. We're going to stick with one more Texas celebration here on KRVS, this one from Sugar Ray Rayford and his disc Southside. He's from East Texas. As a boy, started singing in a gospel choir in church, ended up for a while in the Marine Corps, and then out to the West Coast. He's been a vocalist with the band the Manish Boys and had some discs out on his own. From the disc Southside, here's Sugar Ray Rayford with Texas Blues Man.
the Trinity Valley too. I come all the way from Texas, baby, just to sing the blues for you. I'm a Texas blue man. Yeah, blue man. I'm a Texas blue man, mama. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Texas Blues Man. Once again, Sugar Ray Rayford from his disc Southside. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Support comes from the 26th Annual Baton Rouge Blues Festival featuring Kingfish Ingram, Mike Zito, Kenny Neal, and more. The weekend of April 18th and 19th in downtown Baton Rouge. Travel information at louisianatravel.com. We're going to take a look now at some of the music happening around the area. Quite a bit going on. Today for Bach Lunch, Les Frères Michaud will be performing, and this is the first one of the season. Same with Downtown Alive. It will be taking place tonight at 6 p.m. in Parc Sans Souci in downtown Lafayette. And the featured performers will be the band High Performance, as well as Kyle Huval and the Dixie Club Ramblers. Also tonight, Scott H. Byram will be at Blue Moon Saloon, Bag of Donuts Nuts, plus Rouge Crew will be at Rockin' Bowl. The Nouveau String Band will be playing at Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge tonight, starting at 6:30. Amelia, the Jimmy and Kelly Cajun Trio, will be at the Hideaway Kitchen on Lee Street tonight. Kip Sonnier plays Route 92 in Youngsville. The 337 Band will be at Grouse Room, also this evening at Legends Pub, the Ariana Lyons duo. Keith Blair Band will be performing at Artmosphere, along with some special guests, including Michael Juan Nunez. And also Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play tonight at Agave Mexican Cantina on Jefferson Street. There are five bands tonight at Bisbano's. Also, Rusty Metier will be at Cowboys, and three bands playing at the Freetown Boom Boom Room. And we've heard that the Celtic Bayou Festival will not take place this weekend due to concerns about the coronavirus. It was scheduled for this evening and also all day tomorrow at Warehouse 535. Again, that event is canceled. And tomorrow morning, there's a Cajun Jam featuring or led by Chad Huval at Tante Marie's starting at 11 a.m. And then later at Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge at 6:30 tomorrow evening, Cheryl Cormier will be playing. Rouge Crew appears at Grouse Room. Dylan O'Quinn, the Judice Ramblers, will be at La Poussière and Bro Bridge. The Keith Blair Band will be at Legends Pub tomorrow night. And also we've got the Specklers, as well as Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys, appearing at Artmosphere. The Chi Wees will be at Rockin' Bowl. There's a Cajun Jam every Saturday afternoon taking place at Vermilionville. And three bands playing at the Pearl tomorrow. Dustin Sonnier and the Wanted will be at Cowboys, and Travis Mott will be at Route 92 in Youngsville. Willie T, along with Lynn August, will be playing Pat's Fisherman's Wharf tomorrow. The Forest Huval Trio will be at the Hideaway Kitchen on Lee Street, and Grove and Talker will be at Blue Moon Saloon. On Sunday, Cade Lalonde will be performing for a brunch at Tante Marie's in Bro Bridge starting at 10:30. Junior Lacrosse will be at Pat's Atchafalaya Club on Sunday. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie appear at Rock and Bowl. At La Poussière, Jackie Caillé, Ivy Dugan, and the Cajun Cousins. Caleb Olivier will be at Legends Pub. And also on Sunday for the weekly Bal de Dimanche at Vermilionville, Deuce Chambers and Zydeco Integrity. There's a Cajun Jam taking place Sunday at Bayou Tesh Brewery in Arneville. And also on Sunday, Esther Rose and Sam Doris will be at Artmosphere. Every Monday night, there's a Bluegrass Jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. This coming Monday night, Lee Allen and friends perform at the Brass Room. And, of course, every Wednesday night, there's a Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to Ryan Perry. There was a band a few years back that had a disc out. They were called a Homemade Jams Blues Band. And they were a very, very young band. Also like to announce that Bach Lunch and Downtown Live, those events, we're just being informed, they have been canceled. So concerns, again, about the coronavirus. Well, back to the Homemade Jams Blues Band, a very young trio of musicians from the same family. And for quite a while, I wonder what happened to them. And one answer is that the guitar player, who was then 13 years old, Ryan Perry, now has a brand new disc out on Roof Records. It's called High Risk, Low Reward. Here's Ryan Perry here on KRVS with a number four. It's called Homesick. Let me find a way to get back home.
what you ain't left for me is plain to see. It's easy to leave it when you've been raised to be blind to me. Come on back home and I'll make you stay for a while. When you come up off that flight and you spend your first night in the only place you're old you had known. Baby, I'm homesick. Homesick for that open road. Baby, I'm homesick. Let me find a way to come back home. Let me go back home. Finally see what's come of me. Let me go back home. Maybe that's the perfect remedy.
Songs you like, what you've been listening to makes me Spotify. Yeah, the goddamn charts, baby, up and down. Makes me realize that you're a painted clown. I tell you right now that you ain't a habit. And one more time, baby, I don't get it.
And BB and the Blues Shacks from a new three-disc set called Dirty 30, celebrating their 30 years of playing the blues. They're a European-based band, and the first two discs are re-releases of earlier recordings, and the third disc in the set is all brand-new recordings. And, of course, a number called I Don't Get It, and the BB and the Blues Shacks were preceded by Ryan Perry. We heard him from his brand-new disc, High Risk, Low Reward. He's, again, from Mississippi. His disc was recorded in Berlin. Again, he was a member of the Homemade Jams blues band back in the 2007 or so. He did a number for us called Homesick. And I'd like to, not crazy about announcing it, but Vermilionville has canceled its Bal de Dimanche this Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4 due to concerns about the coronavirus. We've already mentioned that the Celtic Bayou Festival has been canceled, as well as Bach Lunch today and also Downtown Alive. So if you're headed out this weekend to hear some music, you may want to be careful, of course, and also check the Facebook pages of the clubs you're going to make sure that that they are having they are open to having that entertainment. Well, we've heard from two new releases so far. We're going to turn to a third. Rory Block has been having discs out for a number of years now, celebrating, in most cases, or a number of them, specific blues men like Mississippi Fred McDowell and also Son House. And the last two she's had out are celebrate blues women. The second one is brand new. Second disc is called Prove It On Me. We're going to listen to her do a number first recorded by Madeline Davis back in the 1920s. Davis recorded about 10 songs for Paramount during the mid to late 1920s. Here's Rory Block here on KRVS with the most popular of Madeline Davis's recordings, a number called It's Red Hot.
Work it now. But you ought to taste mine. Now talk about pepper, but you know that you ought to taste mine. My red hot pepper's shaking all the time. Well, it's called a red hot shaker, and it's filled with heat and spice. It's called a red hot shaker, and it's filled with heat and spice. Cooks up chili, smoking beans and rice. Talk about your pepper. Hey, but it ain't that hot. Well, talk about pepper, boys, but you know it ain't that hot. 'Cause there's nothing like this pepper that I got. Baking up a fresh hot jelly roll. Oh, baking up a fresh hot jelly roll. Well, spicy jelly roll. Woo! got to taste mine. Talk about your pepper, I said, but you got to taste mine. Red hot pepper shaking all the time. Well, it's called a red hot shaker, 'cause it's filled with heat and spice. Call a red hot shaker now, and it's filled with heat and spice. And it cooks up chili, smoking beans and rice. Come on, and let's play that red hot shaker rag. I said, come on, the red hot shaker rag. Now it's the best hot pepper that you ever had. That's hot. Get me some water. Well, play that thing. Talk about your pepper, boys, but it ain't hot. Now talk about your pepper, but it ain't hot. 'Cause there's nothing like this pepper that I got. Spicy jelly. All right.
Make it on the side of the road.
from 1940. That was Lead Belly along with the Golden Gate Quartet recording a number called Ham and Eggs, a prison song, prison work song that ended up being in the repertoires of a lot of the skiffle bands in England in the early to mid-1950s. Before we heard Lead Belly and the Golden Gate Quartet, we heard Rory Block from her brand new disc, Prove It On Me. She did a cover of a Madeline Davis tune from the 1920s called It's Red Hot. One more correction on the entertainment calendar. We've been dealing with issues of canceled concerts due to health concerns, the coronavirus. There will be a Bobby Dimash is coming Sunday at Vermilionville from 1 to 4 p.m. Deuce Chambers and Zydeco Integrity are playing there. It's the Saturday Cajun Jam at Vermilionville that will be canceled. Music next from Garfield Akers. He recorded only four tracks, two for Vocalion back in 1929, and then the following year, a couple for Brunswick Records. He worked the Memphis scene a bit, and of course, originally from Mississippi. He was a fair influence on John Lee Hooker and also Robert Wilkins. Here is Garfield Akers here on KRVS with a number called Dough Roller Blues.
They're rolling out to move in a crowded hole all night long. They're rolling out to move in a crowded hole all night long. They're road this morning, and I didn't know right from wrong. Have you ever woke up in and find your door roller gone? Have you ever woke up in, find your door roller gone? Hey, you wring your hand and you cried all day long. I told my woman just before I left the town. And I told my woman just before I left the town. Don't you let nobody tear the bell out down. As I fold my own and I begin to walk away, as I fold my own, that I begin to walk away. I said, that's all right, sweet mama, your trouble gonna come someday.
Thank you. as well. We all need more kindness in this world. You may look high and low, but there's no place else to go. We all need more kindness in this world. We all need more hugging in this world. We all need more hugging in this world. You may look high and low, but there's no place else to go. We all need more hugging in this world. We all need more laughing in this world. We all need more laughing in this world. Sunshine in this world. You may look high and low, but there's no place else to go. Y'all need more sunshine in this world. Y'all need more peace times in this world. Y'all need more peace times in this world. Friendship in this world. You may look high and low, but there's no place else to go. We all need more friendship in this world.
Davis here on KRVS on guitar, five-string banjo, and I believe also on the blues harp on that track. That from the disc Legacy. It came out in 2004. Guy Davis has had a few discs out since that time, and that, of course, was a number called We All Need More Kindness in This World. Guy Davis came from a family of entertainers, actors. His father was Ossie Davis, the actor, quite a talented group. Guy Davis was preceded by Garfield Akers. We heard Garfield Akers recorded for Brunswick Records back in 1930, doing a number called Dough Roller Blues, very insistent guitar style, and again an influence on both John Lee Hooker and Robert Wilkins. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. You can find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and our website online is krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also in great measure by listeners like you, listeners that contribute every year during our fundraisers or at any time, and our